we wasn't making it in the relationship.
How he said goodbye.
You pushed her and then you bit her.
I'm not gonna bite a woman.
How she said goodbye.
Yes, I did run to the kitchen. Yes, I did get a knife.
Ex-lovers who ended it their way.
Did you appear in court?
I did not appear in court.
But now they'll do it Judy's way.
I need my stuff.
Huh? You're not gonna get your stuff.
Judge Judy.
You're lucky you escaped with your life.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinman. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is her courtroom. This is Judge Judy. 43-year-old maintenance worker Rodney Crenshaw is suing his former live-in girlfriend, 32-year-old receptionist Tracy Knox, for having him falsely arrested for domestic violence. Rodney says Tracy told police he bit her finger.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, this is case number 75 on the calendar in the matter of Crenshaw versus Knox.
Mm-hmm.
Parties have been sworn in, Judge. You may be seated.
Mr. Crenshaw, you and the defendant lived together for a period of time. It is your claim that the defendant had you falsely arrested on a charge of domestic violence. Those charges were ultimately either dropped or dismissed. You want her to pay you for the legal fees that you incurred. And in addition, you indicate that she has certain property that belongs to you, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. When did you live together, Mr. Crenshaw?
Well, from 97 to like to the present, until December 2000.
And who was in the home? The two of you and who else?
Me and her two children.
How old are your two children?
13 and 7, ma'am.
All right. Now, tell me about this incident when the police were called to your home.
I was home babysitting. She went out, came home 4 o'clock in the morning. I questioned her about where she was at. She told me she didn't have to answer me. All right, we start arguing. She runs in the kitchen, get a knife on me, holds a knife, tell me, MF, don't touch me. I haven't touched her, Your Honor. She holds the knife so tight, she cuts her own finger. She runs in the hallway, get the police,
Your
come
Honor.
Back.
Shh. Can I have a chance?
Come back, right? She had the police with her. Her and the police go in one room, I'm in another room. The police come out and says, you're under arrest. I said, so what? They said, because you're bitter. I said, bitter? Your Honor, I'm not a gangster or I'm not big, but I'm not going to bite a woman.
Had you ever been arrested before for domestic violence?
No.
Go ahead.
No, I'm incarcerated, right? So now, while I'm incarcerated, right, I go to court, and they give me a legal aid. I see the legal aid not working in my best interest, so I get a hire a real lawyer because I've been through the criminal justice system before, and I know that the legal aid is going to just take me to the bank. I mean, to jail. So I hire my lawyer. I go back and forth to court. She's a no.
You were released ultimately.
I was released, yes, but I'm saying I have to go back to court. She never showed up to court. Right? I have to pay my lawyer $1,250, which I really don't have, but at the time I had got my income tax back, so I was able to pay him some money.
How much did you pay him?
$1,250.
You have a receipt from him?
Yes. I still owe him $350. That just says $1,250 there, but I still owe him.
I want to know how much you paid him.
$950, ma'am.
You have proof that you paid him $950?
You can call him, man. I mean,
you have check that you paid him $950. You have money.
No, I paid him cash money, ma'am.
Okay. The charges were ultimately dismissed. Did you appear in court when you were directed to?
No, I did not appear in court.
Can you tell me why you did not appear in court when directed to?
I did not appear in court because they told me at the time I didn't have to appear in court as long as I had the domestic violence case against him. They told me I did not have to appear.
No. You were called by the district attorney's office.
Right.
You were sent notices to appear.
I have the documents right here, ma'am.
Let me see.
I have the order of protection.
She has order of protection, but it's no good.
It was good at that time.
Quiet. What was the date of your arrest, sir?
December 1st, 2000, ma'am.
And also, Your Honor, I have the documents.
Look, this is not an order of protection that is a final order made after a hearing. This order of protection is dated December 2nd. So if you were arrested December 1st, you were present in court, they issued a temporary order of protection and told you to go home, right?
Right.
And then you had to have a trial.
Right.
Now you know that, Ms. Knox.
I showed up.
Shh. You know that, Ms. Knox. You had an order of protection. Your order of protection expired. It was just good until the next adjourn date for you to come to court. Why didn't you go to court?
I missed the date, Your Honor. I'm sorry.
That's better. Either you missed the date or you decided not to bother. Either one, right?
Right.
Okay. So, Don't try to give me a crock of baloney. Now we're going to get to how much you actually paid, Mr. How many times did he go to court with you?
About 7 times, ma'am.
7 times?
About 7 times, ma'am. Altogether.
So clearly you weren't that afraid of him.
He was coming to my job, harassing me at my job.
Then that's even more of a reason for you to go to court to extend the order of protection for a full year.
I just tried to avoid him.
How could you avoid him if he was coming to your job? You want to tell me what happened on the evening of December 1st?
Okay, like he said, I had went out. He was not babysitting my kids. He was just...
Where were the children?
The children were there. The children were there.
The children were there.
They were
there. He was home.
He was
home. You went out.
Right, I went out. I came home. He's asking me all types of questions. Like I said, I did not have to answer to him. Prior to that, we were already arguing. We wasn't making it in the relationship, okay? He wanted to put his hands on me. Yes, I did run to the kitchen. Yes, I did get a knife because he always had a habit of putting his hands on me. So when I got the knife, I ran out the house. He came behind me, snatched me, and my finger somehow, from me trying to pry myself out the door and pry myself against him, my finger went into his mouth. Ma'am, I have the documents right here where I had to get 2 tetanus shots from his bite.
You're trying to get out the door.
Yes.
And your finger somehow got in his mouth.
Yes, like this. I'm trying
to
pull open the door because my door.
Let me see your records.
Your Honor.
Shh, 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 shh. Here you go.
Well, this isn't documentation from a hospital. This is what you say to the doctor.
Thank you.
No, that's the police report,
No. Listen to me. This is what you told the doctor. You related, victim related, that she had a verbal dispute with the suspect that became physical when he started pushing her. So far, that's a lie, because you just told me, Ms. Knox, that he was going to get physical with you. That's what you just testified to a moment ago. He was going to get physical with me, so I went into the kitchen and got a knife. Mm-hmm. That's what you said.
Mm-hmm.
Here, you told the police that he started pushing you, mm-hmm. which was true. What you just told me today or what you told the police then?
What I told the police then and what
I'm saying today. Just a second. No. Today you said he was going to get physical with me because he had a habit of pushing me.
He had a habit, ma'am, of putting his hands on me. Period.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just getting to what's true and happened on this day. You said we got into a verbal argument.
Right.
He was going to put his hands on me because that's what he has done before.
Correct.
So I went into the kitchen and got a knife.
Correct.
You didn't say to me that you got into a verbal argument. He started pushing you. That's what you told the police, that he started pushing you and then he bit you.
Well, he did, ma'am.
Well, so I'm asking you, what is true? What you told me today, which was that he didn't put his hands on you before you went in to get the knife, or what you told the police, that he did, in fact, push you, which is true?
He did, in fact, push me.
On that day?
On that day.
Now, is that as true, Ms. Knox, as what you told me a moment ago about not going to court because you weren't notified and they told you not to come to court?
Yes, that is also true.
No, you just told me a moment ago, Ms. Knox, that you just decided not to go.
After the fact, after they kept questioning me for me to come back and forth to court, I said I wasn't going to go.
No, that's not what you told me. You keep changing your story. First, you said they told you not to go.
They did tell me not to. They told me I didn't have to appear, Your Honor.
All right.
They told me I didn't have to appear. So I took it upon myself not to appear.
Okay.
Your Honor.
Just a second. Now, when I call Mr. Crenshaw, the office of your attorney, is your attorney going to tell me that you, in fact, paid him $950?
Yes.
No question?
No question.
Have you gotten another bill from him in the past 3 months?
Ma'am, I moved out of apartment. I was in the process of getting my own apartment, and like he was my lawyer before in another case prior.
What kind of case?
Well, I used to be in the streets selling drugs and stuff like that, and I had a case, and he took it to trial for me, and I won because I was innocent of that case as well. And
everybody's innocent. I'm the only guilty one.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Rodney Crenshaw says ex-girlfriend Tracy Knox had him falsely arrested for domestic abuse. He also claims she won't return his belongings.
Well, there's an answering machine. I will try again before this case is over. Let's move on for a moment to the second part of your lawsuit, Mr. Crenshaw, which involves property that you claim Ms. Knox retains that's yours. Let's deal with first the weight set, because that's an easy. You claim that when you left, there was a weight set that you left.
Yes.
Describe the weight set.
Just a bunch of weights, and I had bought from a friend of mine's, and they were just left there. I couldn't go back to get them. I went back to, after I got out of jail the next morning, and they told me, her mother told
what
my nephew.
What kind of weights were
they? Hey, are you speaking to him? Don't speak to him. Why are you asking him what kind of weights they are? You said in your answer that you threw his weights out.
Yes, I did.
So
but
you know what kind of weights they were.
What type of weights they were in my house.
Just a second. So you knew what kind of weights they were. You said you threw them out. What kind of weights did you throw out?
What kind of weights is he saying that he had in my house? That's not what he had in my house.
What I heard?
Shh. Don't speak to her. You just say in your answer,
I
Ms.
did
Knox,
throw them out.
Hey. You say, as for the weights, after he left, I threw them away, so you knew exactly what kind of weights
they were. It was only one little small weight.
What did it look like?
It was
well, this is
two
not small.
Handle. This is, it's small to me, two-handle weight.
What'd you throw it away for?
What I throw it away? Because it was junk. My house is not a storage room.
When did you throw it away?
I threw it away after the police had came, and I threw it out. There was no need for it to be there.
So you're telling me that right after he was taken away by the police, you threw away the weight? Is
yes.
That what you're telling me? He shared that apartment with you for how many years?
Two.
Shh. I'm not talking to you. He shared that apartment with you for how many years?
Two.
And I'm sure he had things there. If he was taken away by the police, there were things there that were his. What's the rent on that apartment?
$706.
Who pays the rent?
I do, ma'am.
Who paid the rent while you were living together?
Me.
You mean he didn't pay for anything?
Sometimes.
So sometimes he paid and sometimes he didn't?
Right.
Shh, just a minute. And I don't believe you, Ms. Knox.
You don't believe me?
No, I don't believe that there
well,
were...
Well, that's up to you to decide
that's
that.
Absolutely right.
You're right.
That's up to me. So you don't take his stuff if he's lived with you for 2 years and shared bills with you and throw his stuff away the next day. You wait until you can, in some sort of an orderly fashion, give him back his property. Give him back his
property. He didn't deserve to get none of his property back.
Well, that's why we're here. Now, what about the CDs?
What CDs?
He says that he has a collection of CDs that he left in the apartment.
I don't recall of any.
Really?
Really.
And what about the kitchen set?
That remains there.
How did it get there?
How did it get there?
Yeah. Who brought it?
He bought it. He bought it as a gift.
So he did contribute to the household by buying property for the household. He bought a kitchen set.
Yes.
And what else did you have there, sir, that you talk about?
A 27-inch TV.
What about the TV?
It also remains there.
Well, I know it may remain there, Ms. Knox. Who bought it?
Well, he bought it, but I have the receipt.
Don't you realize how foolish you sound?
Well, I do have the receipt.
Don't you? I don't care who has the receipt.
He bought it as a gift for me.
Listen, when two people live together, as you did for at least 2 or 3 years, and you're each contributing to a household, madam, then what you do is, if you decide that things are not working out, you decide what property is yours, what property is his, because in 2 or 3 years, when you've pooled your money, which is, I assume, what you did when you lived together. You were working part of the time. He was working. When was the last time you were incarcerated, sir? In what year?
95.
Okay, so since that time, you have not been incarcerated.
No, no. Well, like I was, but then I got acquitted for a case.
When?
Oh, 98.
So that there was a time in 98 when you were not working?
Yeah. I'm sorry, ma'am. Yes.
Let me see the receipt for the television. What about your clothes, Mr. Crenshaw? Did you get your clothes?
Yeah.
How'd you get your clothes, sir?
My nephew went to get them.
And she gave your nephew your clothes?
Yeah.
Try yes, it sounds
yes,
better.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
How much was this television? $850 or $250?
$250, ma'am.
Practically brand new. What about the kitchen set, sir?
It's there.
When did you buy it?
Oh, November.
How much was it?
$279. I tried to get the receipt from the place, but they're talking about they got a new computer system.
Where are you living now, sir?
I have my own apartment in Yonkers.
You have a kitchen set?
No. I'm trying to get my stuff from her because I need my stuff. I'm moving on, and I got an empty apartment.
You're not going to get your stuff from her.
She's not giving them to me?
Yeah, she's not going to give you your stuff. You're lucky you escaped with your life. The attorney is still not there, so I'm going to make the following findings based upon the testimony that I've heard today. First part of your lawsuit has to do with the legal fees that you incurred in total, even those that you haven't paid yet. According to your attorney's letter here, the total retainer was $1,250. You want that returned to you because you say there was no basis for the defendant to have you arrested on that evening. And based upon the conflicting testimony from the defendant that I've heard today, I tend to agree with you, sir. The defendant testified today that at no time prior to her going into the kitchen and getting a knife did you ever put your hands on her. She said she thought you were going to put your hands on her. You had touched her before, and in response to that, she went in and she got a knife. But then she lied to the police, because if what she told me today was true, what she told the police was a lie, because she told the police that you pushed her and then you bit her. At no time in her statement to the police did she ever say that... At no time in her statement to the police did she ever say that she was the one who went into the kitchen and secured a deadly weapon during the course of this verbal altercation that you were having. That, taken together with the fact that the defendant never proceeded to come to court and gave conflicting statements to me as to why she didn't go to court, leads me to believe that there was no basis to have you arrested on that evening, and that the cut on her finger...
That wasn't
which
a cut,
I'm
ma'am.
Speaking, that the cut on her finger was as a result of her cutting herself. Now, she can get tetanus shots for cutting herself, just as she can if somebody bites her. I don't have hospital records which indicate that there was any bite mark in her finger. It just says laceration. That's what the officer noted. The officer noted a laceration, not a bite mark. So that part of your lawsuit I am granting, the amount of $1,250. It is also clear to me that the two items that were purchased by you in the amount of $529 for the kitchen set and for the television set. Now, there is also no question that during the time that you lived together, especially the time that you were not incarcerated, which is 98, 99, 2000, that you were contributing to the household. You were paying certain bills. She was paying certain bills. I don't know whether you were paying certain bills from your business or from whatever business, but you were both paying bills. These two things clearly were purchased by you. I do not believe that they were gifts. I believe that what Ms. Knox should have done is, the time of your separation, in an orderly fashion, sit down with you and say, this is what you bought, this is what I bought. You can take this, I will take this. Whatever it was that was in the house that was purchased mutually, you should have come to an agreement with her. Not resort to the court, and not resort to an order of protection to keep Mr. Crenshaw from a home that he had actually lived in for at least 2.5 years.
That's
so,
right.
Ms. Knox, you did the wrong thing. Now, Ms. Knox, I am very sensitive to issues of domestic violence. When people are touched in an unlawful manner, or touched in any aggravated manner, men or women, I think that that is an egregious thing that has all too long been ignored by the courts. But when someone abuses the system in order to secure their position, that is a bad thing, because it demeans the whole system. Judgment is for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,779. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Well, that's one for the men this time. I'm just glad that the judge seen it in my favor. I was telling the truth, and it came out.
I have no comment at this time.
When you bite somebody, it's on the bottom and the top. She can't prove that she was bitten on the bottom and the top because she was never bit. That was a lie to make me look bad. That was an out to get me put in jail to say I bit her.
I have no comments.
The dark side came out of her. She held the knife in her hand too tight, and it cut her. Know who you're going with. Watch out for the dark side. There's always one hidden somewhere.